while you're feeling kinda hungry, there's no reason to panic, cause Mother Nature's got a brand. It's called organic.
That's organic. That's organic. That's organic.
Continuing our conversation here with Arizona Farm Bureau spokeswoman Julie Murphy and Desert Premium Farms owner and local agricultural John Boltz joining us from Yuma, one of many prides of Yuma, the biggest lettuce producer in the country, and one of the biggest citrus producers left, since most of Maricopa's is now rooftops. You guys have taken over the citrus market.
Yep, Yuma's still growing a decent amount of citrus and a lot of fresh dates as well.
Oh, the dates are wonderful, the jewel dates. So answer our question that we signed off on this first segment about that quote from Dan Glickman, who used to be in the Clinton administration, was their Secretary of Ag, and he says, organic's not a value judgment about nutrition or quality.
Yeah, I think he was making that statement because you want to be factually accurate, right? That's what we would hope from our government. And the reality is the crops that you're growing, you might plant the same exact variety, the same exact seed. It just may have been produced organically or conventionally. But when you grow them, you're growing them with different methods, but it doesn't really produce a completely different product. The crop doesn't care what type of nitrogen is supplied to it, that sort of thing. The pest control is different, that sort of thing. But it's not a judgment in value. If people choose to buy organic, that's a choice. It's like preferring a brand, basically. It doesn't produce necessarily a better product. And one, it's kind of a mixed bag saying one is better for the environment than the other. So there are pluses and minuses to both production methods, and there's value in both. And the most important part is you got a good edible product or, something you can wear in the case of organic cotton, things like that. So it's not a value judgment, and people who choose to go that route shouldn't judge other people who say, I'm not going to buy organic. And also the growing standards. It's just two different methods, just like you said, Julie.
My perspective's always been non-organic is not eating.
I mean, right.
That's what's not organic is not eating.
All right. I mean,
you got to eat. And, what organic versus not organic as it relates to the physical crop, I mean, this what's not considered organic, I mean, it's not like it was – I mean, it still had to come from somewhere. It's still of this earth. It's still of it. I mean – even as synthetic, it's still created from materials, minerals here on Earth.
And and if you go to the definition of organic, it is a living organism. Anything that's living is organic. So when somebody says organic cotton, do you grow it? I said, well, yeah, because it's a living plant originally. But my dad did not grow organic cotton in the organic method. So, but we're in Arizona, I got to tell you, we got some fun stats. We're kicking butt with our organic. So we have one of the most amazing organic farmers here in the state of Arizona. That's Arnett Duncan of Duncan Family Farms. So some of the stats that we need to hear here in Arizona for our listeners is Arizona's value of sales of certified organic commodities in 2019. Those are the most recent statistics available or figures available. It comes from the Ag Census, which is only conducted every 5 years, totaled $203 million compared to $118 million in 2016. So if you calculate that as a percentage, that's just under 70% increase in this, short time period. The $203 million of sales made Arizona the 11th ranked state in terms of certified organic value of sales. And then Arizona has 62 certified organic farms as of right now, which is pretty cool. And that's an increase of 24 farms from 2016. So, and the other final statistic I want to rattle off, because you like numbers more than I do, Romy, but I got to throw in some statistics for you here. Vegetable sales for the organic farming method account for 64% of these organic sales. So it is in the vegetables that we're seeing most of our certified organic. And so that causes me then to also ask John, There's a solid representation of our organic fruits and vegetables happening in Yuma. We've just cited that, Maricopa County, and Pinal County. So talk about your conventional organic farming as a general rule, not so much your farm, but just these organic farmers in general. What is driving some of this bigger organic farming in Yuma, Maricopa, and Pinal counties? Any theories on that?
Well, it's much like you talked about. I mean, these are expensive crops to grow, and people aren't going to grow them if there are not consumers desirous of buying them. So it really is consumer demand driving that. You see that ebb and flow a little bit as we go through more challenging economic times, because it, for some, it's a nicety, not a necessity, and food dollars need to go further, right? So, but yeah, there are some outstanding organic producers still in operation in our state. Arnott's one of them, Duncan Family Farms, and there are quite a bevy of them, dozens of them, in down in my home county in Yuma County, and a lot of great production. And you know, on a good day, it's hard to tell the difference as far as what's in the box.
Now, you mentioned it's a more expensive crop to grow. Is it when the demand is there and you can sell it, is it a more profitable crop for you?
For about 15-year run there, it was. That's kind of plateaued a little bit.